Hi, welcome to StanLib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within StanLib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And this week, I think there are two obvious topics. The first is to discuss South Africa's inflation data for the month of October. The numbers were released during the course of last week and surprised firmly to the downside, with headline inflation falling to 2.8%. So it might be useful to unpack some of that data and give an indication of where we think inflation is going over the next 12, 18 months. The second topic is the Reserve Bank's decision to cut interest rates by 25 basis points. It was a unanimous decision and very much in line with the expectations. But some of the discussion points around the interest rate decision, I think, are worthwhile exploring in a little bit of detail. As I mentioned in the introduction, StatsSA released South Africa's inflation data for the month of October last week, and the numbers surprised very strongly to the downside. During the month, the CPI fell by 0.1%. I think the market was looking for an increase of 0.1%. And what that did was to bring the year-on-year increase down to 2.8%. If you think back to September, inflation was measured at 3.8%. And if we go back a couple of months prior to that, it was sitting at over 5%. So there's been a very meaningful reduction in South Africa's inflation rate in the recent 3 or 4 months. A key reason for that reduction has been the fuel price. We've seen the fuel price go down for 4 or 5 months in a row. And if I look at fuel inflation at the moment, it sits at minus 19%. That makes an enormous difference to the inflation calculation. I think, unfortunately, that's the best we're going to get out of the petrol price for the moment. I think from here, we're going to see either the petrol price move sideways or have a general upward bias. If we think about the rand is under a little bit more pressure than it was a couple of months ago. If I think about where the oil price has settled, all of that would suggest that we've seen the best of our fuel inflation data. It doesn't mean that we think that fuel inflation becomes a problem, but at minus 19%, I think that's as good as it gets. The other component that has helped quite a bit is the reduction in food inflation. Food inflation has moved down also below 3%, and that has again surprised on the downside in recent months. If we go back to the beginning of 2023, believe it or not, food inflation was sitting at over 14%. That's a very substantial moderation, and as a consequence, that's also helped to bring inflation down overall. Unfortunately, if I look at the month-on-month increases, we're starting to see a little bit of pressure come back into the food category. Last month, the CPI for food went up 0.4%, and that was the same as the previous month. And at 0.4%, that will definitely create additional pressure. So I think for the moment, fuel and food have been very beneficial for our inflation calculation. But going forward, I think that's going to move out of the data and will become less supportive over the next year. If we look at a range of other components, there's definitely a cluster of goods where the inflation rate is either incredibly low, by that I mean 0.5%, 1%, or actually in deflation. And I think a lot of those items like clothing, appliances, those have benefited from a reasonably strong rand, as well as some deflation that has been exported by China. And the combination, I think, has helped to get some of our inflation data down convincingly close to 0% or even below 0%. Unfortunately, we still have a range of categories where inflation is well above 6%, things like electricity, water price, education, medical aid. Medical aid inflation remains above 10%. So the combination is not ideal because you've got a group of important categories where the inflation rate is closer to 8, 9, 10%. And then you've got other categories where the inflation rate is incredibly low. And I think over time, what's likely to happen is the very low numbers are likely to drift slightly higher. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get a significant moderation in things like electricity inflation. If anything, there's further upward pressure on electricity prices, given that Eskom has asked for a 36% increase. I don't think they'll get a 36% increase, but at the moment I'm using 15% as the forecast number for electricity inflation during the course of next year. So I think we're in the sweet spot for inflation. The numbers, I think, remain reasonably low in the first half of next year. I've got inflation remaining below 4% all of the first half of next year. But then when we get to the second half, particularly towards the end of next year, I think we'll find inflation back up at around the 4.5% level. And at that point, I think we would have to acknowledge that we've gone through the best of the low inflation data. That doesn't mean that I think inflation then moves progressively higher from there. I think it can easily settle at around the 4.5% level. But I think the type of inflation numbers we're experiencing at the moment, where we've got data that's closer to 3%, I don't think that's sustainable. I think it's a special, unique set of factors that have got us through this 3%. And I think over time, it's more realistic to think of South Africa's inflation rate as a 4.5% outcome. And I suppose on reflection, that's not a bad thing. It wasn't that long ago when we assumed that inflation would come in at around about the 6% level or at the upper end of the inflation target. The Reserve Bank, I think, has done well to change inflation expectations and to enforce this idea that the target is not 3 to 6%, but actually 4.5%. And over time, I think we will revise South Africa's inflation target lower. Exactly what number we end up with, I'm not entirely sure, but I would imagine it sits at somewhere around 4%, 4.5% as a revised target. And I think that is achievable. If we try to get a target much lower than that, let's say that we pick 3% at the target, I think that is not realistically achievable under current circumstances. And I think because of our administered prices and some other ongoing price pressures, it could end up doing more harm than good. So I'd be comfortable with a target that is about 4 to 4.5%. I think that's achievable within the current economic framework. The second topic is a quick chat about the Reserve Bank's decision to cut South African interest rates by 25 basis points. As I said in the introduction, it was a unanimous decision. It was in line with market expectations. But perhaps the component that surprised me the most was the fact that the Reserve Bank suggested that they had not discussed cutting rates by 0.5%. The reason why I find that quite intriguing is that if you consider that inflation has dropped to 2.8% below the lower end of the inflation target, and at the same time, the Reserve Bank's own inflation forecast suggests that inflation will remain below 4% through to the middle of next year, then under those circumstances, why not discuss 50 basis points? And if you don't discuss 50 basis points, then when would you ever consider cutting interest rates by 0.5%? The answer has to be never. Under these circumstances, this is pretty much the most favorable environment you could imagine for a more aggressive cutting rates. Yet the Reserve Bank decided to continue with a very conservative approach. Now, from their perspective, they would suggest a couple of important things. One is that they feel internationally central banks have become more cautious. You can see that in the Federal Reserve's most recent comments, where they are suggesting that they don't have to be in a hurry to cut interest rates further. That because in the US inflation has remained a little bit elevated, the economy remains fairly strong, and now with the Trump administration, you've got some additional upside risk to inflation, you would imagine that the Federal Reserve will be very cautious and gradual in their process of reducing interest rates further. I think the South African Reserve Bank is taking some of that on board. On top of that, the Reserve Bank feels that the economy is gaining momentum. Some of that is understandable if you consider the two-pot withdrawal that will provide some stimulus to consumer activity. The interest rate cuts themselves will obviously help the economy to some extent, and generally as we go into next year, we offer fairly low base and confidence has improved, and that should help us gain a little bit of momentum. From my perspective, obviously the growth forecast is not exciting. Most people are looking for a growth rate of around 1.7% for next year, And I would say that is fairly pathetic. We would ideally want to have the growth rate starting to approach 3%. And under these circumstances, a cut of 50 basis points would help considerably. But clearly, the Reserve Bank doesn't want to risk it. They don't want to risk that if they cut more aggressively, they could find the rand coming under additional pressure. And that would create some concerns about an unexpected increase in the inflation rate. If at the same time the Reserve Bank is adamant on achieving 4.5% or lower as an inflation outcome, then clearly if you cut rates a bit more aggressively and you find yourself experiencing a little bit of currency weakness, that would be not helpful in trying to get inflation anchored at the lower end of the inflation target. We are expecting that the Reserve Bank will embrace a lower inflation target in time, but clearly they are moving in that direction already. As we've said previously, they have highlighted the importance of 4.5%, but I think they would ideally want that inflation rate even lower than that. So this is a very conservative central bank. I think they'll make further progress in getting interest rates down further during the first half of next year. But at this stage, you would imagine that they're not going to take interest rates below 7% in terms of the repo rate. That would suggest only 50 or 75 basis points of additional rate cuts during this economic cycle. Let's assume that at 75 basis points, that would take the repo rate down to 7%. 7% would be close to a neutral interest rate. And at that point, they would then probably go on hold and look to keep interest rates steady well into next year or even beyond that. So I don't think this is a central bank that is likely to take interest rates into stimulatory territory. I think they're more likely to adhere to this overall conservative approach, focus on ensuring that inflation is anchored towards the bottom end of the inflation target, and at least provide some stability in terms of the monetary policy outlook for South Africa. And any criticism around the lack of economic growth will really be diverted back to other policy initiatives within infrastructure or industrial policy, trade policy, those sorts of things that really need to do the heavy lifting in terms of getting South Africa's growth a little bit firmer. So a decision that was firmly in line with expectations, and I think that's pretty much what we can expect from the Reserve Bank during the course of next year, with them adopting a very cautious approach to further reductions in South African interest rates. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.